Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vinson. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, everybody.
Don't forget, nothing you're about to hear is true. Welcome to all our listeners, but especially those of you who took the time to listen to us on Halloween night. I hope you had as much fun listening to that show as we did making it.
Yeah, it was. It was something else.
It was a good time. And I tell you, one of the most flattering things ever was when we hat in hand, I asked the good folks over at Radio Free Indy if they would mind playing it Saturday night. And the station director, the program director, mm-hmm. MP Cavalier, asked... Crazy Rob?
I think it's Crazy Rob or Crazy Frank.
The owner of the station. the executive. He asked the suits if they would mind playing it. And not only did they agree, but they agreed to run a marathon Halloween night, which I dug tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, It's been tradition in my house, and I don't know about yours, I can probably guess, but it's been tradition in my house. The kids go trick-or-treating, and when we get done, the wife and I like to sit around and, you know, watch something scary, listen to something scary, whatever. We just like, the kids are in bed, get the beer, get the wine, get the whatever and whatever, and let's drink and scare each other. And... my wife said, well, we got to turn on Radio Free Indy and listen to your show.
And duh.
I hope a ton of people took advantage of that.
Yeah. I listened to it a couple of times, and it was funny because it was just me and my son. The girls went to their mom's for Halloween, and Atticus isn't quite so much into the Halloween thing. And the second time around that it played, we were... When I was telling my ghost story, he like leans around the kitchen and he's like, is that true? So I had to tell him, like, no, it's all, I said, nothing you heard is true. I got to use my tagline on my son. So.
Yes. Well, I mean, I know it's true. Mm-hmm. And just hearing it. And then the way that you mixed it up, man, right when you're like, apparently a baby had died. It's like, baby. And I was like, oh, did I just hear that?
Yeah. I layered it in there just loud enough. I must have did it like 4 or 5 times, but I had to have that volume just right to where the audience is like, did I just hear that?
Oh, I told you, I was sitting at work listening to it because I couldn't wait. We'd been, we recorded it, and then it took you like 85 hours to mix it up.
Yeah, I worked that like, for like 3 days straight.
Every second shows, man. And it's evident that you worked really hard on that one. And I'm sitting at work, right, because I couldn't wait. So I'm sitting in the cubicle, you know, with the tall fabric walls, with the bright flickering fluorescent light above me,
the hang in there baby, you know, cat hanging from the branch poster.
right somebody just stopped by to see if I wanted to sign up for the Christmas pitch-in and if I was going to participate in the Halloween costume contest. Anyway, you get the picture. You've seen Office Space.
Yes,
you know how it
yes
is. And I'm just like, I gotta listen to this now. And I'm doing work and listening to it and kind of half listening, kind of listening, doing work. And then that part happened. And I was like, ah, fuck. I'm freaked out right now. And the funniest thing is, like, for the next half an hour, if anybody would make a noise in the cubicle next to me, I would jump a little bit. It was that good.
I put it together and I did the same thing.
I'm like, what was that noise?
That's right.
There's somebody in here with me. Yeah, there's like 102 people in here with you. In similar cubicles with fabric walls.
That's right.
Oh, that was really good. Thanks. That was really good. And the funny thing is, I had already experienced that story once while we were recording.
You're right.
And I remember thinking, this is creepy. I think I've heard most of this, maybe, and it is creepy. But I remember thinking, yeah, it's kind of creepy. But you know, then you put the music with it. I was,
yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, all in all, it was a good show. It was awesome that they played it as many times as they did. And
yeah, not only that, but remember when they also played it for the rest of the week?
That's right. That's right. Several times.
At the usual times.
Right.
Except last Monday night, here's what happened last Monday night. It was supposed to go on at 7. Mm-hmm. By the way, for our regular listeners who are going, what happened to Chopped Liver? Stick around. Chopped Liver comes on after, it comes on at 10 now, after the Do It Indie Radio Hour, which lasts 2 hours. And then Chopped Liver is now going to be 2 hours, which is twice the liquor, twice the fucks. Yes, I don't know how we're supposed to compete with that, man.
Well, I think, but honestly, I think they're finally going to be catching up with us.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, they were going to play it at 7, the normal time on Monday night, but the station owner, the owner of the station, did not get us scheduled in time, so we were on at midnight instead. I think that we can forgive him on this one because the Kansas City Royals won the World Series, and he actually was involved with setting up some of the audio stuff for the parade, for the victory parade. And he was running on like 2.5 hours of sleep and just like a ton of work that he had to get done. And, you know, and he had already set us up for, you know, somewhere in the midst of all that, he was kind enough to play our foolishness for 6 hours. So it was awesome. But anyway, so the contest, I just want to congratulate our winners.
Susie Cream Cheese.
And
Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter.
So congratulations to them.
Yes, yes.
Hey, any luck?
Yeah, all bad.
Looks like I got the fish.
Who's going to fry them?
We're making the fryer. How about it, Ken?
Not me. I brought the beer.
Michelob. I'll fry the fish.
That's what I like to hear.
Next time it's your turn to bring the beer, how about the one that's always an unexpected pleasure? Michelob.
Now that's what I like to hear.
On account of marijuana, Madison Square Garden.
On account of marijuana. Dude, it was so funny. I was at Goodwill today. And I was with my mom, and we were just bumming around, killing time. And she calls to me from across the store. She's like, Paul. And I went, see? She goes, don't say see. She points at the two Mexican guys standing next to us. And they're just dying, right? And I get over there, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I say see a lot. He goes, I do too. So it was so funny. I think he knew like 10 words of English, but it was hysterical. It was funny. And then we went to another store, and I'm standing in the checkout line, and I'm hearing Spanish. I turn around, I'm like, what, are you following us? they were behind us. It was funny.
Oh, Donald Trump's right. They're taking over the country.
That's right. They're shopping at Goodwill and dollar stores.
Don't panic news. So let's read a few headlines. Well, I'll read a few headlines, and we will be super irresponsible and talk about them.
As I've said in the past, I deliberately stay away from the news so I can be as wildly uninformed and speculative as possible for the show.
This just in from CNN. Russian plane crash in Egypt. It's too early to determine cause. All right, first of all, when is it not too early to determine? How often? I mean, unless it gets shot out of the... Well, even when that one Malaysian Airlines plane got shot out of the sky over Ukraine, everybody was like, oh, it's too early. Let's not jump to any conclusions. I was like, man, the Russians shot that shit down. Come on.
Really? They just don't want to ruffle any feathers. I'm fairly certain though that the primary cause of 9 out of 10 plane crashes is gravity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
That's right. I'm willing to go on record as saying I'm betting gravity is the culprit.
Well, I mean, they say gravity, like the law of gravity. I mean, the law of gravity. I mean, really? If gravity's a law, then how do balloons float? I mean, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Gravity's a theory, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Yeah, seriously, they teach this shit in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
While planes are flying around. I mean, sure, sometimes gravity... Or something, like maybe God decides not to have his hand under that plane and it falls to the earth. But to say that gravity had anything to do with that, I mean, come on.
It's almost like if you read between the headlines, it's like if a group of, you know, young black men do something, they're a mob. But if a group of, you know, young white guys do something, they're enthusiasts. So it's like,
yes.
When gravity's to blame, you know, when it's gravity, it's, you know, a law, you know, but then sometimes it can be a theory.
Right. Like the theory of evolution.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, this one, what I love is that Russia continues to be in the news.
This is true.
Oh, we've not been in news lately. Oh, crash a plane over Egypt.
Right.
That'll get us in the news.
They've also been on our show as a subject quite a bit. So,
I know. So we're fascinated with the Russians, aren't we?
They're making it.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, there's Hillary Clinton in the news.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve.
Clinton raises money, meets with gun victims' families in Chicago. So how did she choose which gun victims' families? Because last I checked, like 12 or 13 people die, like get shot and killed every day in Chicago. So
minimally.
Was she meeting with all of them?
Right. I don't know how that, I mean, or.
It's like 1,500 families.
So, well, she invited them all into one big stadium.
The Chicago Coliseum or something. They still have that over there?
I couldn't tell you. I don't live in Chicago.
Oh, this is from the I'm so sad desk. Tom York, the Radiohead frontman, exorcises personal demons.
Turn that shit off, man! What's wrong with you, man? Get the other record. Damn.
Moving on. U.S. Navy planes. U.S. Navy plans two or more patrols in South China Sea per quarter. That's every 3 months. So that'd be like...
You just destroyed like three jokes that I had.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Like, it's not too late.
No, man.
Put that whiskey sour down for more than 2 seconds.
Well, have you seen the size of this thing?
Every time I look up, you're taking a drink.
I got a hold of both hands. Well, I'm thirsty. No, man. The moment's gone. It's all comedy's all about timing, man. It's all it's gone.
You know why I'm so funny?
Why?
Tom? timing.
The people the people that are a fire are going to be going, why is there so much silence?
All right. So we're going to war in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Going to war, apparently, with ISIS in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia's there, too. My favorite topic. And UK lawmakers wary of government plan for Syria airstrikes. I need to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to switch over to like News of the Weird.
Yeah, you're something. Killing me. Not all of this, some of this is going to end up on the cutting room floor.
For you little leaguers out there, what he's referring to is the fact that there used to be actual, like a cellophane tape, cellulose, made of cellulose, if you can believe that. And in order to cut something out, you literally cut it with scissors. Mm. I'm making the...
He's pantomiming scissors, right?
This minute. Pantomiming scissors with my two fingers. Although, really, if you're going to pantomime scissors, you should do this. Mm. Not this.
Yeah, but that just looks like you're playing air guitar.
Yeah, but I have... I have formal training in improv.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
I know the difference. Although, there is this one game where you go... I'm playing guitar. Try that out for size. And the other person will go, I'm cutting my own nipple off. Try that out for size. Another person will go, I'm pretending to be retarded. Try that out for size.
Pretending.
You know? And then you just keep going with the same movement and the same motion, reinterpreting it. Like, I'm milking a sideways cow. Try that on for size. Anyway, you know, the visual is really important for that last segment, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you could see all this live.
Yes.
Oh, that ought to keep them busy a few weeks, looking for our YouTube channel.
we actually have one. Yeah.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still here. We actually have one. We just don't have anything on it. I started it way back when we first got started just to have it so that nobody could take it. And, you know, it's still sitting there blank.
Change the channel, Marge!
Well, I'm about to get upset from watching my TV. Checking out the news, I tell my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listened to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watched while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to prayer every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, 'cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. Further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. 'Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat.
And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These times I hear something would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Don't panic. It's Steve and Paul on RFI.
I might be getting drunk already. I don't know what I'm drinking, but it's working. Every once in a while, I'll have a great thought, and then I'll start saying it, and then it's just like, this sucks. This is dumb.
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
These men are so drunk, they don't know where they are.
I got an announcement for the hoes in the class. Come on over here, bitches. There's a party in my pants. Ain't got time for love. I ain't looking for romance. Just spread your legs so I can get some snatch party in my pants. Well, Nancy Reagan, I think she's a babe. Hey, I'd say no to drugs if she could get me laid. Say no. Say no. Oh, I forgot to get a drink.
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine. It's an exceptionally good drink for every occasion. Thunderbird has an unusual flavor all its own. Not quite like anything I've ever tasted. I suggest that you try Thunderbird. It's really delightful.
Someday I'll have to do that whole rap.
Yeah, you do that and I'll put it to music.
Our good friend Carl likes Reagan. He likes him a lot. I think he cried back when he got shot. He He likes Nixon, but not Kennedy. He's a member of the GOP party. In my pants, say no, no, say no. Anyway, we did that in high school.
I remember. I heard it a couple times live, man.
I'm surprised I remember it.
Yeah, really?
I only did it 14,000 times. I know. See, more muscle. I know how Eddie Money feels. I know how Huey Lewis feels when he's asked to do Heart of Rock and Roll. I mean,
yeah.
You don't forget some things you don't forget.
Right.
Okay, so you remember a few months back we had the announcement about MP Cavalier, and we had a food drive. You know, bring a canned good to the next episode. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you had odd jobs around the yard, you know, cut some grass, rake some leaves. Well, turns out MP's situation turned out all right. I mean,
right.
He got hired back to the same company that shit canned him before. Mm-hmm. So he landed on his feet just as I thought he would.
The Trilby was unhurt.
Trilby was unhurt. Trilby never goes to work. Trilby don't do that.
Trilby stays home and watches the soaps.
Trilby's busy watching his stories.
That's right. He's watching his stories and drinking his PBR from a can. Anyway. Trilby don't play like that.
Trilby don't play. We got to get Trilby on the show, man.
I know, right?
What the fuck? I've called his people like 3 times. They're not returning my calls. You got to admit, Trilby's pretty up there. Man. I mean, Trilby's not small potatoes.
No.
He's not even small time. He's Trilby. I mean, everybody knows Trilby.
Trilby's like Pootie Tang.
Trilby's like Pootie Tang. They don't even let Air talk to Trilby. I mean, Air walks up and says, I got to talk to Trilby. And they go, no, you can't. Nobody can talk to Trilby. And he goes, but I'm Air. I get in everywhere.
Right. And then the Michael Clark Duncan, Air, you ain't on the list.
I know. And it's exclusive, too.
I just said that.
we could do a
performance of Pootie Tang, the two man show.
Our 50th episode will be reading the script, doing a table read of Pootie Tang.
Right. The two man show.
Well, don't talk to your mama like that.
That's right, boy.
Can I dang on some cherries, Mama D?
I don't know how we could
get respect. You got to give respect.
I don't know how we could do a table reading when it comes to like when he's singing, because Pootie don't need no words. Turn that down, damn it! Hey, that one kid's like, the dude. No.
Turn that down, Pootie done did it again. Oh wow! Welcome to the Don't Panic. rendition of Pootie Tang.
That's right.
Because we're going to do it. Listening to us do it, I tell you what, turn your radio off right now and just go watch Pootie Tang.
Wait till our show is over and then go watch.
Okay.
Then go watch
and then, yeah, go watch it. All right. So anyway, my announcement is similar. I will, as of who knows when, I don't know exactly when, but seems like maybe Thanksgiving, or it could be early next year. I will no longer, my current client is no longer in need of my services. Well, let's rephrase that. They will be in need of my services. It's just that they're not going to avail themselves of my services, which means yours truly will be moving on and helping a different client get shit done.
Because that's what you do.
That's what I do, man. You got some shit you need done? You got some money you're not using for anything else?
If you can't reach Trilby, then you call Steve.
That's right.
Shit gets done.
Shit gets done. I'm like the Mr. Wolf of... is it Mr. Wolf or just the Wolf?
Mr. Wolf, I think. I don't know.
I'm the wolf of corporate America.
It's the wolf, yes.
My name is Mr. Wolf. I solve problems. You could play that. If feel free to play that soundbite.
Oh, I'll do the let's not start sucking each other's dicks right just yet. I almost put that in the show a couple months ago. I
pretty please with sugar on top. Right. Clean the fucking car.
Is there?
So yeah, I just found out today. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, so it's, for our listeners, I just found out a week ago today that
how's that working out for you now? It's been a week. How's that working out for you?
I'm hungry. How much for one rib?
Hang on. I think I am getting sick.
Well, what'll be interesting is listen to the show next week when you may found out that I already had another job last week.
Confused? So are we.
It's very temporally awkward show.
It's almost like you're the announcer for like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Last week when we will have not known. Well, here's the story. So the major program that I've been working on is winding mm-hmm. down, and they are looking at like what's next for them. Mm-hmm. And since I'm a consultant, not an employee, they're wanting to put the like responsibility in the hands of employees. And to be honest, I'm at my best when shit's fucked up. And I come in and I like unfuck it up.
That's right.
Or fuck it un up. I don't know how to say that.
That sounds like the Jeffersons. What are you fucking it on up?
I fuck it back down.
Fucking it on up.
Fucking on up to the next client. I'm just like, I liken it to like whenever I talk to other consultants who are complaining about how bad shit mm-hmm. is, I go, dude. Do you want to be the paramedic that's like, damn, every time somebody calls me and I show up, they're sick or they're hurt. nobody ever just calls me up and says, hey, come on over. Everything's great. I just want to, you know, hang out.
That's right.
It's like, that's not what paramedics do. So if shit was going good, they wouldn't need me. And they certainly couldn't afford me.
That's right.
So I'll move on to the next place where shit's fucked up. Because honestly, one of the first things I start thinking about when I get a new gig is how can I work myself out of a job? how can I get myself to the point? How can I get this project to the point where they don't need me anymore?
Right.
It's like the wolf. What if the wolf showed up and said, you know, shit, you got a dead in your car. Don't say dead dick. Storage, because there's not a sign that says.
Do you know how many rooster crows that's going to be?
I hope you got a lot of rooster crows. I hope you got a lot of them saved up.
I'm just getting the image of the Trilby showing up in like a red Ferrari and getting out the car.
Red Ferrari. I had that in here. Damn, I'm gonna have to practice with this shit because I don't know where. Oh, does it say dead nit or storage? Did you see the sign that says dead nit or storage? Because, you know why you didn't see it? Because storing dead nit ers is not something we do. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why would you cut out the F-bomb?
You fucking nit. Grr. I love it when they do that in shows. Yeah. When they censor it out. Basically, they get the whole word in. But
they just break it up. In the middle. Yeah, they break up the syllables.
You damn nit. Grr.
Woo!
Oh.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
That's true.
Okay, so you can cut all that out, right?
Yeah.
Kiss my butt.
Right. I mean, it'd be like the wolf showing up and going, I'm the wolf. I solve problems. And then going, okay, don't completely clean it because I'd like for you to get in more trouble.
That's right.
So that I could get you out of that trouble, that's too. Right. No, the man gets out of trouble. Like, the man makes his money by making it so they don't need him anymore, right? Once that car's crushed, they don't need him anymore. So, like, the next time he's needed, right, he's called up, he makes it so they don't need him anymore. That's what I do. Right. It just so happens it took me 6.5 years this time. But, you know, I'll get better. I'm learning. So it's either that, it either took me that long, or they had a lot of shit they needed
I'm willing to bet they had a lot of shit fucked up.
Well, it wasn't fucked up so much. One of the reasons I loved this client, still love him, is it wasn't that their shit was fucked up. It's that they got so good at what they do that they never saw, like, they never got themselves in a situation where they had to modernize. Mm. And so when I showed up, they were like, you wouldn't believe how good they were at shuffling paper and keeping track of shit, you know, with a pencil and a piece of paper. And they just, every time that there would be more work, they'd have to throw more people at it. So what I was able to do, excuse me, aside from that, is, of course, it wasn't what I was able to do. It's more like they were able to do it themselves, and I'm fortunate to have been a part of it,
right?
And to have helped lead them. Is now when the amount of work goes up, they don't have to add people. They never, and I'm proud of this, they never had to lay anybody off as a result of what I put in. But what they were able to do is take the people that they currently have who didn't really want to be pushing paper. They really wanted to be solving problems, like medical problems. But they were so busy pushing paper that like 10% of their job was solving problems and 90% was pushing paper. Well, now it's more like 80% of their job is solving problems and 20% is pushing paper. So I'm really proud of that, and that they got to do more interesting work, and that they didn't end up laying anybody off. They just didn't have to hire a bunch more people. And let's be honest, they could have hired thousands of more people and it would not have worked, because there gets to a certain point. It's sort of like the, okay, how many hours is it going to take to paint this room? Well, it would take one man 100 hours. I need it done in an hour. Get 100 men in this room.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, no, at a certain point, it doesn't work that way, you know? So at that's what I did. We're to the point now where it's time for me to move on. Let's be honest. How many times am I going to say, let's be honest? Do I really need to say that? Aren't we honest? As
nothing you've just heard is true.
Exactly. But it's time for me to move on. It's time for them to move on, too. I mean, they need more employees that can do what I do, and they're starting to get them.
You can't do what I do.
You can't do what I do. Come on, you don't do what I do. I do what I do.
So you're gonna roll up your hang in there baby cat poster and move to a different cubicle soon? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm gonna get one of those rectangular banker's boxes with the handles on the side. And I'm going to put all my stuff in it and make sure there's like an award sticking on one side and a stapler sticking out.
And you got to mutter about the Glengarry account on the way out the door.
Yeah. There's going to be a montage of the good times I've had.
That's right.
And
your winning set of silverware that you...
And then, yeah. And then I'll pause at the front door and I'll look back. And there will be, everybody will be standing there with their coffee cups in their hands and their ties like loosened a little bit. And they'll all raise their coffee cups a little bit. One guy will salute.
The guy that salutes, he's like the guy who gave you the most combat the whole time, you know.
Yep. And then that guy, the guy that like was my nemesis the whole time, he'll walk up to me and say, "We didn't always agree. But God damn it,
I always respected you.
There goes the best problem-solving motherfucker, the side of the trilby. And Mr. Wolf. And then in the following season, the show jumps the shark because...
Yes.
They bring in like a kid.
Well, and then they'll bring me back as a cameo to try to save the show.
That'll bring ratings back up a little bit.
Then the trilby will show up and it'll be like, they're really desperate now.
Yeah. Then, you know, the trilby will have a son and the son will be annoying on the show. Go on to be a drug addict in real life. Crash a car.
Oh, God. That's hilarious. All right. So there'll be an update next week. It may be Thanksgiving or it may be sometime early next year, but either way, my hours, my days are limited.
Days are numbered. So.
On to more important topics. I got a new iPhone. I got the iPhone 6S.
What's the difference between that one and the other one?
I don't know. Good question. Let's turn it over to our good friends from Apple. Hey, Jonathan, are you there? Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Well, we're very proud of it. Well, I'm glad that you and your wife enjoyed your... Well, I know that a lot of people masturbate to our show, but I hadn't heard of that, of making love. Ooh, you may want to try Kenny G instead. Anyway, Jonathan, actually the reason we're having you on the show is to talk about the iPhone. Well, anyway, we'll have him back next week, and he can tell us the difference between the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6.
There's
I think that was your question.
There's probably a wiki, you know.
wiki.
In my day, that was wiki. Wiki.
wiki.
It embarrasses my daughter to no end when I walk around the house like beatboxing and scratching. It just rolls her eyes. Like
my daughters
she's
love
like,
it.
Of course, she's like, you're such
a 10
nerd.
And 7.
I'm like, yeah, well, and you're doomed because you have my DNA. So, this is your future.
Fantastic. She's like, I'm going to be wearing wife beater T-shirts and be bald with a goatee.
Let's hope not.
I'm gonna be like Breaking Bad meets Raising Arizona.
that's the most apt description of me I've ever heard. when we were at her and I were at the convention a couple weeks ago, and this woman comes up out of nowhere and she goes, "I'm sure you hear this a lot, but you could go as the guy. You could cosplay as the guy from Breaking Bad." And I'm like, I have heard that. I said, but if I was going to cosplay, I'd be Professor X. So my ass can sit down and just roll around in a wheelchair. So I'm like, I might do that one day.
I'm not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger.
And, you know, they used to have.
What I love.
They had Toys R Us a while back for a minute released Breaking Bad action figures.
Nice.
But the Mothers Against Everything ran out and pressured them and made them take them off the shelves. I didn't get Toys R Us in time because I wanted a Mii action figure.
So, Mothers Against Everything.
That's pretty much meh. Meh, exactly.
Well, I binge watched Breaking Bad because I never watched it when it was actually out.
Yeah.
And we finally are like, well, we're done with Blacklist isn't on for another 8 months. What should we do? And I'm like, let's binge watch Breaking Bad. Okay. And when I got to the part where he says to his wife, he's like, I'm not in danger. I am the danger. I loved that line so much.
Clearly.
And then I learned... And then I like Facebooked it. I was just like, oh my God, that's a great line. And I learned like, so did 45 million other people.
Yeah. Like 2 years earlier.
Yeah. Like I somehow missed those memes 2 years earlier. Right. Have we come back from break yet?
No, I don't think we have. Yes. We have. We did you did your announcement. Now we're just being silly. You know what's sad?
I love this thing.
In the unusable episode, I did the best sync job I've ever done. But I can't, but there's nothing to use. It's just like, I mean, it literally just sounds like we're just standing in the same room talking. But there's, you know, there's nothing on there to salvage. Not as a whole.
Well, how'd the interview go?
Sadly, it's the most coherent part of the whole show.
That's the longest sound effect I've ever heard.
Yeah, I felt like I was on Die Hard for a minute there. And I got the wife beater on, and I'm bald, so I'm halfway there. And then you got no shoes on, so I got that going. I was like, I'll walk on any glass.
Okay, I'll play with that by myself.
Well, that didn't sound right. Put the phone in the other room.
I'm just fascinated by it. Loser. Okay. All right, how are we going to round this show up?
I have no idea. So much of my week was occupied with putting the Halloween show together. I got nothing. Nothing. So,
I know. Let's talk about how you chose the music
for the Halloween show.
Yeah,
it was Halloween. Actually, your show is what. Well, okay. Whenever you want to start that.
So I'm curious, and I'm pretty sure our listeners are curious. How did you pick? Okay, the sound effects and stuff. Just, you know, dynamite. I know, Mike. But the songs you chose, Werewolves of London, mm-hmm. Don't Fear the Reaper, a couple other songs. How did you walk us through your process?
Well, first of all, the Halloween night that they played it all back to back, and they sandwiched in a couple of songs here or there because it didn't quite make it to an hour. But they inadvertently cut off the last littlest bit of the show. So the people who are listening to it throughout the week should hear the very end of the show. So that's like a...
We're coming to get you, Barbara.
That's right. But as far as the music went, when we were doing the thing about Bloody Mary, I'm like, well, you know, I could do a drinking song or something silly like that. And then I'm like, oh, what's the name of that song about the witch? And I was like, oh, the Witch Queen of New Orleans. So I squeezed that in there. And Don't Fear the Reaper was an obvious choice for me. But I picked the Lydia Lunch Clint Ruin version just because it's so – everybody knows the Blue Oyster Cult version. And, of course, you know, my son's middle name is Warren, so for a reason. So, Werewolves of London was just the last obvious choice. But
well, what I loved about both of those choices, mm-hmm. I mean, those were also on my list, mm-hmm. and the version you chose was way better for in the context of the show than the Blue Oyster Cult
I think
version.
So.
Just yeah, because the Blue Oyster Cult version is kind of like la la
yeah.
And yours was just like,
and that's part of the reason why I went with it was, for one, I love Clint Ruin or any of his other aliases. But the main reason why I went with it was because of all the music they play on RFI. You know, they'll play like a lot of like kind of raw music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, it'll kind of fit in with the whole atmosphere of the channel. But what got me was I originally when I was when I was putting your segment together, I was looking for Russian marching music, but it was all too rambunctious.
Trying to get me killed.
I couldn't quite pull it off. Then I'm like, oh, I know. So then I put the thing music in the back, because I mean it has that great boom 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 like a heartbeat. And so I did yours all up, and I put some wind blowing in the background, and then I got to mine. I'm like, well, fuck, what am I gonna do? You know, I already gave him the thing. What am I using?
What was that you ended up putting under
the fog? Another John Carpenter. Not, I mean, he figured out a way to save money making his movies by making his own music, and he did both the thing and the fog, and his soundtrack stuff is about as good as his movies. So this just was a natural selection. And I creeped myself out looking for like the little girl baby sound effects for the background, because I had to play a lot of them. I played so many of them that my son was getting worried when I was putting it together.
As I told you in a message, I was like, there is nothing for me creepier than kids singing nursery rhymes.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it came from too, because I'm like, I didn't just want you know, like a baby crying or anything like that. I wanted, you know, kind of like that whole singy songy, you know, like the whole Freddy Krueger nursery rhyme and stuff like that. So kind of, but I didn't want to just do that, because that would have been, you know, that would have been cliche.
Right. And I would not have, if we had done like a planning session where it's like, and then what should the closing song be? I would have been like, I don't know about Werewolves of London, because it's so, yeah, I mean, it's about werewolves and shit like that, but it's so upbeat, sort of. It's got this upbeat tempo. It's like, nothing could have been more perfect. And that's what I messaged you. I was like, perfect. It's just like, it captured, like, cutting from your weird story to my weird, like, this concludes our little play, you know, to Werewolves of London just captures everything this show is about, which is like, yeah, you know, it's creepy and it's weird, but it's fun.
We are nothing. We are those three words: creepy, weird, and fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had to in the beginning when I put the little montage together, you know, with the before your voice comes on, and I got Dracula laughing in the background and stuff, and because of us. I had to put the Kurt Russell from the thing on. Fuck you too. It's like, the whole thing. Well, it just started out it was about as unplanned as it could get, but it was like there was something else planning it. So my only problem now is to one up myself for next year.
Start early.
Oh yeah. We're recording Halloween in July next year.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. We're doing our Halloween show tomorrow.
It'll be,
you know,
great.
What's funny about that though is our friend Bill had, we were joking one time because Bill Wilkinson's also a phenomenal artist.
Oh yeah, Bill.
And we were talking about deadlines, and we're just like, man, never tell an artist, you know, just get to when it's done, because we ain't never gonna do it. We only respond to deadlines, and we will wait. Yes. We will wait for the last 3 days and haul ass on a project, and it'll come out looking great. Like, yeah, I've been working on this for months.
Yeah. So we might as well announce right now the Halloween episode next year is going to air on July 31st.
I don't quite mean it like that. I mean, we're going to record.
Well, no, I'm just telling you that, just so you
think.
Oh, I
got gotcha.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Man, I am like,
I'm just telling you. But don't tell you.
I'm on some medication
that I'm doing
right now.
Oh, well, I happen to know that the Do It Indie show has planned out their Christmas episode already. And he's like, and then what? And I'm not telling anybody what's happening. But he's like, once it's done, we're fucking done for the year.
I've actually got some ideas for a Christmas episode. So, you know, I'll have to run those by you in messages.
What date What was the date? I got to look up when we started this because we're coming up on our year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to be.
Yeah, we got to be getting within a month, month and a half.
Oh, I don't know that we're going to do much better than that.
I don't think we could do any worse.
Exactly. So, do what Indie Radio Hour is next with MP and Tolan. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. Please, never, whatever you do, don't forget nothing you just heard was true.
You've been